I got a little story to tell you before we do this next new song. Because of a few people in it that I might need to explain that have become a part of my life in some way, in a great way, really. A few years ago, my mother, who was a nurse for 40-some years, all her life, a very good nurse, she retired, and shortly thereafter, unfortunately, she too suffered a stroke and is now in full-time nursing care. So it's one of the great ironies of life, I think. But knowing she's in really good care helps me a lot, and that was an incredibly intense part of the journey. But we have likened our familiarity with the facility where my mom lives now, a head-on collision between comedy and tragedy. Those of you that have loved ones in nursing homes know what I'm talking about. Those of you that don't, the tragedy is obvious. It's always difficult to watch somebody slip from this life into the next, regardless of how they do it. So the tragedy is hard enough to deal with. The comedy, I think, is sort of a grace that we're given to help us cope with the tragedy that we otherwise couldn't handle or process. And you'll see what I mean in this next song. I need to tell you about a few people before I sing about them. These are some residents that live or have lived with my mom. And they were pretty special people. You get to know them, they become a part of your extended family. And over the past 8 years, there have been quite a few. First I want to tell you about a lady named Margie. Margie was a sweet lady with little gray braids down each side. She was wheelchair bound and she had a baby doll. And she took the baby doll with her everywhere. She really looked forward to Friday night. On Friday night, her son would bring her beer and she would get drunk. She wasn't on too many meds, so it was allowed. But on Saturday morning, she would have a pretty wicked hangover and the baby doll would become a weapon. She'd beat you with it if she could. There was also Bob. Bob was a tall, big man with a bellowing voice who had Alzheimer's and was confined to a wheelchair when I met him. And Bob had several mantras that he liked to recite. The first one I heard was, "How now, brown cow? How now, brown cow?" He wouldn't stop. He couldn't stop him, so you had to join in. So you'd hear all the nurses and the aides and the residents if you walked onto the floor at any given time. Singing with Bob, "How now, brown cow? How now, brown cow?" Another one that he had that is my personal favorite is, "Where the hell am I supposed to go now?" Nobody ever told him. My mom is an exempt from this song. As I mentioned, she was a nurse. She was a really good nurse, too. She used to be able to get into the med cart, and she can still get into the med cart, even though she's not supposed to. So they kind of call ahead to the other units if they don't see her. And she's on a run, knocking off the med carts and getting into the narcotics drawers. Don't blame her, I would. You know how, you've had the training, stick with it. So, there was Raymond. Raymond's no longer with us. Raymond had Alzheimer's as well. He was an architect and he liked to show Linford magazine ads that he thought he might have designed. He had nervous hands though, and they weren't quite sure what to do with that. So they gave him this thing called a busy apron. You don't see him too often, really. But they thought maybe it would be useful for him, and it has ties and zippers, Velcro, buttons, things, and he had it figured out in about 5 minutes flat. But Raymond liked to wear it commando. This is all true. I don't have to make any of this up. Miss Cleave is a one-woman black gospel choir confined to her chair. And she still is. And when she's not singing a hymn, she's singing, You can hear her down the hall. Probably my favorite resident, who's no longer with us. We've lost so many. But was Geneva. And Geneva had no family. Her family was the staff, the nurses, the aides, the other residents, and the families of the residents. And so everybody made a point of checking in with Geneva when they came to visit their own loved one. Geneva had Alzheimer's, very poor vision, and she was a bird-like little lady. She would often come back with a reply that made you wonder which one of you should be in there. And